In the schools, the children of the Worm Cam made academic studies of the era in which their parents and grandparents had grown up. An incomprehensible, taboo-ridden, pre-Worm Cam age only a few decades in the past in which liars and cheats had prospered, and crime was out of control, and people killed each other over lies and myths, and in which the world had been systematically trashed through willful carelessness, greed, and an utter lack of sympathy for others or foresight regarding the future. And meanwhile, to the old, the young were a bunch of incomprehensible savages with a private language and about as much modesty as a tribe of chimpanzees. But the generational conflict was not the full story. It seemed to Bobby that a more significant rift was opening up. The mass minds were still, Bobby supposed, in their infancy, and they were far outnumbered by the unjoined older generations, but already their insights, folded down into the human world, were having a dramatic effect. The new superminds were beginning to rise to the greatest of challenges, challenges which demanded at once the best of human intellect and the suppression of humanity's worst divisiveness and selfishness. The modification and control of the world's climate, for example, was, because of the intrinsically chaotic nature of the global weather systems, a problem that at once seemed intractable, but it was a problem that was now being solved. The new generations of maturing joined were already shaping the future. It would be a future in which, many feared, democracy would seem irrelevant, and in which even the consolation of religion would not seem important, for the joined believed, with some justification, that they could even banish death. Perhaps it would not even be a human future at all. It was wonderful, awe-inspiring, terrifying. Bobby knew that he was privileged to be alive at such a moment, for surely such a great explosion of mind would not come again. But it was also true that he and David and the rest of their generation, the last of the unjoined, had come to feel more and more isolated on the planet that had borne them. He knew this shining future was not for him, and, a year after Kate's death, the illness that had suddenly taken her from him, the present held no interest. What remained for him, as for David, was the past. And the past was what he and David had decided to explore, as far and as fast as they could, two old fools who didn't matter to anybody else anyhow. He felt a pressure, diffuse, almost intangible, yet summoning. It was as if his hand were being squeezed. David? Are you ready? Bobby let a corner of his mind linger in his remote body just for a second. Shadowy limbs formed around him, and he took a deep breath, squeezed his hands into fists, relaxed again. Let's do it. Now, Bobby's viewpoint began to fall from the African sky down toward the southern coast, and as he fell, day and night began to flap across the patient face of the continent, centuries falling away like leaves from an autumn tree. 100,000 years deep, they paused. Bobby and David hovered like two fireflies before a face, heavy-browed, flat-nosed, clear-eyed, female, not quite human. Behind her, a small family group, powerfully built adults, children like baby gorillas, were working at a fire they had built on this ancient beach. Beyond them was a low cliff, and the sky above was a crisp, deep blue. Perhaps this was a winter's day. The brothers sank deeper. The details, the family group, the powder blue sky, winked out of existence. The Neanderthal grandmother herself blurred, becoming expressionless as one generation was laid over another too fast for the eye to follow. The landscape became a grayish outline, centuries of weather and seasonal growth passing with each second. The multiple ancestor face flowed and changed. 500,000 years deep, her forehead lowered, her eye socket ridges growing more prominent, her chin receding, her teeth and jaws pronounced. Perhaps this face was now ape-like, Bobby thought, but those eyes remained curious, intelligent. Now her skin tone changed in great, slow washes, dark to light to dark.
Homo erectus, David said, a toolmaker. Migrated around the planet. We're still falling, 100,000 years every few seconds. Good God! But so little changes.